The cancel culture just came after missionary kid from the Philippines and former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow. The reason for the attack? Find out after this short message from our sponsors.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
In July of 2020, Tebow shared a post about the Bible's power to affect our daily lives. Twitter took the post down because Tebow posted a video in which he said, "This could be your time. That breakthrough could be tomorrow or it could be next year. But you have the opportunity to turn however you're being tested into a testimony. So many heroes were wounded deeply before they were used greatly." Twitter's policy states that sensitive content includes violent crimes or accidents, physical fights, physical child abuse, bodily fluids including blood, feces, semen, etc., serious physical harm including visible wounds, and severely injured or mutilated animals. When Twitter was contacted about flagging the innocuous tweet, which reports have shown was simply sharing thoughts on living a godly life, the social media giant responded with, "The tweet was flagged as potentially sensitive media in error. It has been corrected." Screenshots posted by other users showed Twitter allowed the text in Tebow's post but hid the video, flagging it as potentially sensitive content. Reportedly, this story is one of many wherein tech companies flag Christian users or stories. For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com. Listen and subscribe to the Charisma News podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.